time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning, Low Country and all around, and Happy New Year. Here we are, 2020. Hard to believe, but here it is. And here it is, time for another BEC Power Talks. And I'm here with, I'm going to keep you all year, I'm sorry. Lisa Stille. I know last show we were talking about retirement and all that, but we'll see. Maybe by June.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
maybe not.
I may dig in my heels.
Uh-oh. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too,
Terry. And, you know, we're past the holidays now, and just like that, you know, it comes and then
we're back already to business.
Yeah, back to business. So everybody's back to a fresh mindset, 2020, and man, you brought fresh assets. Berkeley Electric Cooperative assets are here.
I did. You know, this is the best time to bring somebody from our call center, because after all those holidays and we forget about the company we've had and the lights we've had and the cooking we've had, we get a lot of calls, and so Lynn is just the perfect person to kind of talk about the call center.
All right, and we welcome to the BEC Power Talk, Lynn Adams, Call Center Supervisor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to have you here, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
And no worries. Just remember that, no worries. First time on the radio here. But you're already a pro, I can tell you. You got great great wisdom to glean from right
there.
That's
right.
Yep, that's right. So the call center, I mean, it's not like you don't get to talk for a living, so to speak. You have to talk with people all the time, don't you?
Yes, definitely. We do talk to a lot of our members. On a daily, we receive maybe about 500 to 600 calls a day.
A day?
A day.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And not only do we answer calls, but we also respond to emails and residential applications that come in through our website. So we're very busy, especially after a holiday.
Okay. And I feel like there will be a blooper here or there from a standpoint of people doing things that maybe they don't regularly do. But because of the holidays, like you said, you have extra family. You have different things that are not your regular 11 months of the year. So in December, you probably get some unusual conversations from time to time. Am I taking a good guess?
Yes, you definitely guess correctly. But that's just what makes the job very interesting. You know, to be able to connect with our members, because, you know, we don't get that face-to-face. So it's just, you know, just a joy to hear, you know, different stories. Sometimes they may call and discuss other topics besides electric bill, and that's fine, too.
I got you. So you have to debate Santa Claus and to be or not to be, huh?
Right.
Well, you know, as far as the call center, and I'm sure, like you said, they're very interesting calls, but what are some of the regular calls that occur that people probably know about, and then maybe some of the things that they know or they need to know that they can access through the call center?
Some of the calls that we do get, maybe, you know, I'm interested in applying for new service. What are some of the costs involved? What is that process? What we generally tell our members is that they can apply for service online on our website, or they can come into one of our offices.
Mm-hmm.
Our call center is based in Monk's Corner. However, we do answer for all four districts. So that includes Goose Creek, Monk's Corner, Johns Island, and Onondaga. You also may get that call where it could be a challenging situation for some of our members. You know, they may say, well, I'm not able to pay my electric bill. What can I do?
Okay.
And the ultimate goal is just to make sure that we provide all the resources that we can for our members, whether it be giving them more time on their account or maybe offer agency contact numbers through different agencies in the area, or also prepaid billing. So we definitely try to make sure that we give all the resources that we can so everyone can have a positive outcome.
Okay, now you just said prepaid billing. That kind of piqued my curiosity. Prepaid billing. That sounds, I think
yes.
That sounds exciting.
It is different. We do have... It is different. I'm not sure if you're familiar with a prepaid cell phone. However, it is very similar, except for it's with your electricity.
Okay.
Prepaid is our pay-as-you-go service. Mm-hmm. With this option, you know, some of our members may are on a regular monthly bill, but with prepaid, is again, it's pay-as-you-go. So with this option, let's say, for example, if someone is starting new service,
mm-hmm.
it is $100. Then out of that $100 payment, we deduct our connect fee, which is $20.
Okay.
And $5 for the membership fee. And so your account.
Great thing. No deposit.
And no deposit.
No deposit.
No deposit.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. It's funny you said cell phone. My youngest daughter, she's not a teen yet, so she's on a prepaid plan.
That's good.
So, you know, we pay it. But one thing with her cell phone now, if we don't, you know, I may decide, well, Jameer, you haven't been on your best behavior. Maybe you don't need to talk into the month of January. You know, would it work similar to that?
Well, we don't want you to, you know, wait an entire month. You know, okay. With prepaid billing, you do have to make a payment on the account.
Okay.
If you don't make a payment after 7 days, then the account does become inactive.
Okay.
In order for you to reopen that account again, you would have to apply for service.
Okay.
But there is a benefit to prepaid because it is pay as you go. So with this option, like Ms. Lisa stated, you know, you don't have to pay a deposit to start service.
Right.
The minimum deposit starts at $250. So prepaid is an option where you can save mm-hmm. money and still have electricity.
Absolutely. And once again, that's a great option that I've never heard of as yeah. it relates to electricity.
And, you know, a lot of people have really found that by doing it this way and having their smart hub, they're able to every day see what they use, and they can control their usage much easier because they actually see it being used as they go. And so if they put into practice something, they can see it lower their bill. Or if their bill starts going up, it makes them more aware and what do I need to change? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, it's the weather, I understand.
Right.
And, yeah, they've been able to save a lot more money using prepaid.
And something you just said, I know when I was a young child, or even you hear this as it relates to electricity and people like coming off the holidays, for example. Oh, everybody's bill's going to be higher because, you know, all those lights and all of this. So you hear those things and you tend to think that, well, your power really cannot be measured explicitly. But you just said you can see with this prepaid plan, say that fast three times, right?
Yeah.
You can actually watch how you're consuming.
Yeah, you know, if you're doing, you know, $10 a day of mm-hmm. energy you're using, and yeah. you think, man, you know, it would be great if I could get that down, and you work towards $7 a day.
Right.
I don't really know what the average is. I don't know if you know, Lynn. But it just kind of helps them budget and make life changes that, you know, they can actually see helps them.
Absolutely. And Mythbuster, we just busted a myth. Because I'm telling you, people think that it's just, they just give you whatever they give you. And you just completely blew that out of the water.
Yeah.
So it gives
the control back to you.
Absolutely. And once
you know,
again.
And there's nothing worse than after the holidays and you know, or any month, you've used your energy all along, and then you get this bill, and you're going, oh, holy cow, what happened?
Is that
what
the word they use, cow?
Well, yeah.
We better leave it at cow.
You know, and then they have to struggle within their budget to try to get it paid or, you know, to make adjustments.
Right.
But this way they can see it. And she said like a prepaid phone, but I always think about your car. You know, you fill your tank up and you drive, and when you start getting low, you know, okay, hey, it's time to put more gas in my
right.
car so I can keep going, you know.
That's a very good analogy. And something, once again, if you're listening this morning, good morning to you. BEC Power Talks. We're with Lisa Stille, and we're introducing Lynn Adams, the call center supervisor, talking about all this good stuff. Now, I see something on my tip sheet here. I think I'm going to say it right. Smart Hub. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a T or an H.
And that's not referring to your wife's husband.
What?
This is something totally different.
It could
totally
be.
Totally different.
Smart
You are not
hub.
A smart hub. I mean, in reference to our smart hub.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, what does that mean? What does that relate to, smart hub?
That is our on app. You know, for your phone, your iPad, you know, all of those things. That gives you access to your account, to your usage down to every 30 minutes or well, we can look at, is it 30 minutes on the app? Yeah. And outages, you know, sending in an outage or sending in information that we need. The outage map. There's so many applications on the Smart Hub. It just kind of gives you that connection.
Wow, that
there in your hand.
And once again, people that are listening probably they're learning. Hopefully, like me, that this co-op, Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you're doing things that are very innovative. Very, very. It's all about the member owners.
Absolutely.
And them having the best experience.
Right. And how can we make it easy?
Easy, yes.
Easy. Wow. Simple, easy.
Mm-hmm. And who doesn't want easier? I would hope that they do. As we're into 2020, the vision is clearing up. See, I'm going to use that a lot. 2020. it's clear. It's clear that BEC is...
Well, maybe you are a smart hub then.
See? There we go. I was hoping I could convince you. But we're with... Lisa Stille, Lynn Adams, call center supervisor. Back to some of the call center things. We talked about this a little bit, you know, when you can't pay on time. But what about folks that have language barriers? Like just the communication. We're having this great communication. But what about people out there that are their customers, their member owners, but they don't speak great English and they're trying to have a conversation with the call center. That sounds like a challenge.
Yes. So we actually have two bilingual representatives in our call center.
Okay.
And they're also, you know, able to assist in not only answering the calls, but we also receive Spanish applications as well. And so they assist with that. So we definitely conquered that by having two awesome representatives in our office now.
Well, I could not do that job. I speak a little bit, you know, hablé inglés, not mucho español. Did you get that? I have a feeling Lisa got that. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what about something like adding to the account, things of that nature? Because there are a lot of different things that I'm sure people could communicate. But let's just talk about that. So I have the bill in my name, but I want to add my spouse. I'm going to be a smart hub. Got to include wife. see. How would I do that and things of that nature?
Okay, so if you would like to add your spouse to an account, there is a form that you would need to complete. The form has to be signed, and we also require ID as well as the marriage license. And we understand, you know, we do get calls, especially if people have been married for 50 years. So I don't even know what my marriage license is. I don't know where it is. I just know that I've been married to this person for forever. So we have a separate form in place of that, which we call an affidavit of marriage. So if you don't have that, you know, that's no issue. You can definitely, you know, add your spouse to the account.
So you're trusting.
Right.
Trusting that they're telling the truth.
Trusting they're telling the truth.
Yes. And you know, for the most part, I don't think they would just want to add anybody to, hey, you can be paying this too. So it's probably valid. Yeah, of course it is.
It's a good thing for the smart hubs to add their wife.
Not only smart hubs, wise hubs, all right?
Yes, wise. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, what about, I'm looking at my notes, voting and capital credit. Once again, things that could be communicated through the call center. And voting would relate until how many times a year? Or is there one vote a year as it relates to voting on the different things that are going to be laid out?
Right. We have our annual membership meeting every November.
Okay.
And that's when our members, of course, there's a business meeting. They vote for their directors. This past business meeting, we had bylaw changes, so they vote for that. But if the spouse is not on the account, they cannot vote. Now, it's only one vote per membership, but if the husband couldn't come and the wife went,
okay,
she wouldn't be able to vote. So that's why it's important that both names are on the account.
Because if they are, then they could vote in proxy for the other.
There's no proxy.
Oh, if you're on the account,
yeah,
you
if it's
can
a
vote.
Joint membership, okay, then one of them can vote.
Okay, but, I
yeah.
got you.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay, yeah. And then capital credits. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the neat things about being an owner of the co-op. At the end of the year, you know, we're not for profit,
right?
And so we have rates to bring money in to pay all of our bills. At the end of that time period, at the end of the year, we paid our bills. We have margins left over, and these go back to the members, and they're called capital credits. Now, we pay capital credits back to the membership every year if we're in, you know, good financial position. Mm-hmm. That's something that's left up to the directors to decide. And, you know, it can be difficult when you've got a check and mm-hmm. it's for one name and not two names. So only one name can, you know, how
I got
goes
you.
And the money handling.
Well, goes you to know, the wife, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, it would be nice if you're going to give it to the wife if her name's on that check.
That's true. And it emphasizes the importance of adding the spouse to the account, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. We are having our power talk and talking about the many benefits of being a part of an electric cooperative. I've learned so much in such a short period of time. Makes me want to move to another part of where I can access and become a member. I want to be a member. Membership has privileges.
It does.
I see.
Owner of a multi-million-dollar business.
How about that? Look at there. Yeah. See, next time I go downtown, straighten my tie up.
There you go.
I could be an owner.
Yes.
And that is really some great information that we're sharing this morning. Not Lisa, I'm sorry. We'll come back to Lisa for sure. But Lynn, let's talk about high bills. Because we touched on that a little bit, but someone calls the call center and by God, the bill it was triple what they normally expect. And they don't feel like they did anything differently. However, there were many people visiting during the holidays and, you know, lots of things. Who knows? Who knows how or why? But they're met with that dilemma. They call the call center. What happens then?
Well, we try to at that point, we try to do just a little bit of investigating. So we say, okay, you know, our weather's a little funny here. Sometimes we can be really cold one day and it could feel like spring the next. However, we do ask those questions. You know, what do you have your thermostat set to?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime there is a drop in temperature. You know, they say, well, I had a 75. Well, we recommend a 68. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, your bill is going to just, you know, be really low. However, we say that you're a little bit more energy efficient when you're at a 68 degree.
Okay.
75 just may be a little bit high, especially when we have low temperatures. We may ask them, you know, check your water heater. Sometimes the thermostat may change too, and like emergency heat, like the setting can change. So we try to weed out different situations that may cause the bill to increase.
Troubleshooting,
right.
Okay. As you said, over the holidays, we had ups and downs. I ran the AC a couple days after Christmas, and I didn't really want to, but it was warm. I couldn't believe it was warmer than I want in the house. Yeah. I said, oh, man, we got to cut the AC on.
Yeah. And then you forget at the end of the month, because it's supposed to be cold.
That's
and
right.
You're thinking, oh, my goodness. But that's where they've got access to all of your usage and can look at it and fine tune, you know, well, it went up at this time or, you know, it was you know, it was high these 2 days, but looks like you may have had your AC on, Terry.
Not yeah. so smart I, hub there.
I did a high bill one time, and this lady called, and she said, you know, my bill has just gone up, and I just can't figure out why. So being able to look at her daily, hourly usage every day, and I'd say, okay, well, it looks like at 3 o'clock it starts going up until about 5:30, then it starts trickling down, but you're mm-hmm. really using a lot between 3:30 and 5. And she took this long pause and okay. she says, oh my gosh, that's when all my kids get home from school.
Ah.
What are they doing? And I just kind of laughed and I said, precisely.
That's right. Well, they're plugging in everything and they're
turning the lights on,
turning
standing
everything
with
on.
The refrigerator door open, you know, trying to figure out what they want
that's
to
right.
on.
Wow. That's, yeah. Well, I know that, you know, I don't know if they're traditional power companies. I bet you they don't have that conversation with their customers. I just, that's very comforting to know that you will go through it hour by hour, if you mm-hmm. will, and then propose thoughts that they wouldn't normally think about.
Right. And, so. You know, we have energy experts on hand that, you know, sometimes Lynn and the people at the call center will send the information to them for them to pick up the call. And they really know and can fine tune that usage to whether, you know, oh, you're using so much. This is, you know, a water heater element that's staying on all the time. Or, oh, this is your furnace. I bet your heat strips are on and they shouldn't be. Mm. Or, I mean, they can really get into the right. weeds with it. And all of that is free to our members. And if there is even more questions, they'll go to their house and look around and take amp readings, and they know exactly how many amps this pulls and that pulls, and you know, do the math, and right. they're very good.
Do people that listen to our BEC Power Talk, they hear this information and it makes them curious, and this may be a not so smart hub question. I'm just trying to practically think about this. They're hearing this good information. They're like, man, I want to use BEC. Is there a way you know if you move into a neighborhood whether or not that you're eligible? Is that a question that the call center would get? Somebody call and say, hey, I want to know if I can become a member owner of BEC. I don't want to use who I use where I live, but you said there are four areas.
We have four districts.
Four districts. Mm-hmm. Could you run through those again?
Goose Creek.
Monk's Corner.
Johns Island and Onondaga.
Okay.
So those are our districts, but you know, we service parts of Berkeley County, Somerville, mm-hmm. Goose Creek, Monk's Corner, like Wadmalla. So there's different zones that we do cover. You know, unfortunately, you know, you have to be in that service
right.
area mm-hmm. in order to get the service.
But normally if you would call and say, oh, I'm looking at a house and this is the street address, we can
okay.
look that because the street addresses are connected to the locations.
Okay.
And we can say, oh, yes, that is one of ours, or no, it's not.
And with so much construction and new growth in Berkeley County, for example, if an entire neighborhood is being built, coming online, that person buying in would know that already
mm-hmm.
as opposed
yes.
to.
They could check with their contractor because okay. the contractor would already be paying a bill to us
okay.
for a temporary service to build
right.
a home.
All right. All right. Yeah. See, I'm just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking, man, where I live, maybe if I run a long extension cord over there.
Don't think we haven't found people who do
uh-oh.
That.
That's right. Remember, with that smart hub, they know.
Yes. Yes, there are all kinds of situations out there that we run across and can see.
You can see things, absolutely.
We can't see, and it's really funny. We get a lot of questions, you know, and we're going into detail about their daily use, and you know, and we can kind of say, you know, well, you know, you did your laundry at this time or everything, and they're going, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, you can see into our house, and it's like, can you see into our bedroom, and it's like. No, we don't see into your house. We see what appliances you're using.
I got you.
And, you know.
Well, a quick question, and then I do want to ask about storms and outages before we close out this program today. The myth of Christmas lights. Do Christmas lights, since we're just coming off of that, you know, some people like to keep their lights up till spring now, it seems. But does that really add a significant amount of money to your bill, depending on, is that something that you can see? Well, you might have a lot of lights up because we see a spike, like you said, certain times, right at dark until about midnight. Is that a big draw on power?
It depends on if you're a Clark.
So a couple strings, okay, but just don't go.
And now anymore that they're going to the LED, and that is so minimal. So minimal. So that, you know, the type of lights, the number of strings, you can actually figure out how much it's using.
Really?
Yeah. You can do the math, and our guys can help you. You know, you tell us, you know, how many strands, how many lights per strands, or, you know, what the amp load is and things like that. And, you know, we can calculate that. We can tell you that. I used to do that all the time when I worked in the call center.
And see, that's another benefit of the call center. So come mid-November, you're going through your old strings. You're just like, you know what? Let me call and see how much this might cost me for the next 30 days, because I'm going to run the lights from, you know, the day after Thanksgiving until New Year's Eve.
You know, at this point now with the LEDs, you are more cost effective and cost saving to replace all your old lights and go LEDs. The prices now are very, very affordable, and it's minimal use.
Really? So once again,
and less dangerous.
A tip that you are hearing that you probably never heard before, because you hear about LED, but you're actually verifying that they are much more energy efficient. And you said less dangerous?
Less dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no, they don't get hot like the other lights.
No, they don't. No.
Safer. Look at there. Awesome information. And but before we go, because man, time flies when you're having fun. Once again, I'm with Lisa Stille and Lynn Adams from Berkeley Electric Cooperative. The call center supervisor is here, doing a great job. No nerves. You're doing great, right?
Yeah.
Having fun. Having fun. They'll be wanting your autograph soon. Watch. But when people or storms and things come, outages, you know, it's just force majeure, as they say. That's just an act of God. A storm will come. And no matter how hard or how well everything is constructed, a tree will fall. And an outage will happen. So what happens at the call center during storms and outages?
Well, we definitely see an increase in calls. You know, if the power goes out, what should I do? We definitely, you know, get those types of calls. What we just generally tell our members is, you know, unfortunately, we can't prevent a power outage. Mm-hmm. What we can just encourage you just to use your best judgment and be safe.
Be safe.
Just, you know, and be safe. And, you know, we are available because we prepare for a storm also. We stay overnight. And when we prepare for a storm, we're expected to stay actually for a few days.
So you go into reservist mode.
Storm mode. We call it storm mode.
Pack your sleeping bag.
Oh, man. Just like the radio broadcasters, huh?
Oh, yes.
You know, I slept in that room during the last hurricane. Yeah. Dorian, was it? Was it Dorian?
Dorian.
Yeah.
Dorian.
Yeah.
I slept in my office.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that floor, my air mattress didn't last long. It had a hole in it. So an hour in, I was on the floor. But it happened. Yes, it did. Well, this has been great information, and so glad to have Lynn Adams now on the team. It's going to be great for those folks that need to talk to a person that cares. I can feel that through just the way you've expressed. Even if you talk, your expressions, you're sincere. And you care. You're working in the right area.
Thank you. I love it.
See? She loves it. I know it. I could feel that. And Lisa Stille loves retirement. But you love it, too. You love it. And it's great to.
I love taking care of the members.
Amen. It's great to be a part of an organization where you really, you know, care. And people say they don't care what you know or that you know until they know that you care. So I can tell the member owners are in great hands at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Well, this concludes this Saturday edition of the BEC Power Talk. Lisa Stille and Lynn Adams, so glad to have you into a new year. Happy New Year again.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon.
Happy New Year.